This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. We've all heard about the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, or HERO, right? Fought by those who called it the bathroom bill and rejected by voters last week. Among other things, the ordinance sought to extend civil rights protections to transgender individuals. Well, now Dallas's anti-discrimination ordinance is in the crosshairs of a similar debate. City Council this week voting unanimously to modify their equal rights ordinance, and now City Council members are getting an earful, to say the least. Joining us now to understand what's happening, what's at stake, Robert Wolanski. He's the digital managing editor at the Dallas Morning News. Robert, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So first of all, Dallas, they already had an equal rights ordinance, right? I mean, what exactly did council members do to strengthen it, as they put it?
You know, this whole week feels a bit like living in Bizarro World. When the council passed this vote, it was not that big a deal. And over the years, there has never been any problem with it. All of this talk of bathroom ordinances and bathroom laws has been wildly inexplicable over the last few weeks.
But
and months,
wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I'm going to stop you right there, because it strikes me that the element that, I mean, some say was missing from the Dallas ordinance was sexual identity, right? I mean,
nope,
that
was not.
Is that right?
No.
So what exactly
well, here, let me tell you what
council
they did.
Okay.
All right. So they never altered or defined explicitly gender expression or identity piece. It's part of the sexual orientation definition, but it's not separate from. So the LGBT task force, the city has had one since 2009. The LGBT task force has spent the last year to separate out from sexual orientation gender identity and gender expression.
Got it.
That's what they did on Tuesday.
Why are they
a simple legalese procedural vote.
But why are they taking it up now? I mean, we saw how much attention this got in Houston. Surely members of Dallas City Council expected a blowback of some sort.
Well, you know, I asked that yesterday to Adam Medrano, who's the chair of the LGBT task force. And as he said yesterday, look, this was on the agenda. This was on our to-do list. It just was something we needed to get done. And it's been kind of an extraordinary thing in as much as that it did not happen with great fanfare. A lot of people did not pay attention to it. I do not think Dan Patrick or Don Huffines or anybody else gave much of a whit, as it were, about this particular endeavor by the city to make it equal for all.
Well, they certainly care a lot now. And those are perhaps the two most outspoken opponents of what it is that the Dallas City Council has done here. So where does this go next? I mean, are we likely to see a court challenge like what we saw down in Houston, or what?
I doubt it. I mean, this is city law. Keeping in mind, of course, that Dallas is one of 10 cities in the state of Texas that have ordinances that protect LGBT employees and residents as well. Houston didn't pass it because Dan Patrick scared people that there were going to be people staring at them in
the
bathroom.
Well, there was a court challenge. That's how it ended up on the ballot. The city tried to do it unilaterally, and that was challenged. That's
right.
That's why I wonder, why would things be different in Dallas, given how great the prominence is in this issue?
Will they go after Houston? I mean, will they go after Waco? Will they go after Austin? Will they go after Fort Worth? This seems like a pretty broad-based challenge, given the fact that many, many other cities in the state of Texas already have these similar protections.
But, sure,
hundreds of cities across the country.
I understand that point. I suppose the only thing I'm pushing back on just a bit is they're not doing any of this in Waco. They're not pushing forward or changing the laws. What this has done is the action on the part of Dallas
City
Council.
We didn't change the law here, though.
No,
we simply separated it out.
Understand, but this gave opponents of what was going on in Houston an opportunity to talk about this issue once more in Dallas. It's hard for me to imagine that they're going to sit still, given that they were successful in Houston.
Well, as I told my son the other day when he asked me who I thought was going to win the Super Bowl, if I could predict the future, I would be talking to you.
Good point. And thank you, Robert Wolanski, digital managing editor at the Dallas Morning News, for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
You bet.